Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. It's Loose Man in the Morning, along with my special guest co-host for today, my Christmas week panel of guest co-hosts, and Pastor Ken Gravely today is my guest. And now we're talking about the reason for the season, if you will. We get into the actual lore in the first Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, which is why we celebrate the holiday. And there are three accounts. We had Matthew's account.
Correct.
And
really,
now
there's really two accounts.
Two accounts.
Yeah, Matthew and Luke, and which complement each other.
Right.
Then we'll get to the wise men, which is also in Luke. And that's kind of that's not a third account. That's just an additional story.
It's just an wrap. Okay. Well, let's go into Luke's account of the birth of Christ. Now, you were saying that Matthew, who was a disciple of Jesus, he was a witness of Christ himself because he knew him.
Correct.
So he told the story. And Luke was more of a historian.
Correct. An associate of the Apostle Paul, also a medical doctor. But he describes he did careful research to package and bring these historical documents together in the Gospel of Luke.
And this is Luke's account of the birth.
Correct.
Of
and
Jesus
Phil,
Christ.
Can I know this is all introduction, but I just have to say publicly, it's the first time I've ever had the privilege of reading the biblical account of the birth of Christ, and it's quite an honor. So, pardon me.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So here we go, Luke chapter 2.
I'm glad you're here.
Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of the whole inhabited earth. Now this was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began to say unto one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
That's way more. That's a powerful account right there when you think about it. And you think about it. And they knew that this was this little baby was going to be the Savior. They knew what his fate was supposedly going to be one day at that time. Or did they not know that? All they knew was that he was going to be a Savior.
Correct. And I'm not sure they understood at that point how that salvation would occur. I'm not sure when he said Savior, if they may have not understood it as more nationalistic, that the nation of Israel was under Roman rule. Mm-hmm. They were thinking that he's the Savior. He's going to be the political Savior of Israel. But in Matthew's account, it says, in Luke's account, says that you will call his name Jesus because he will save people from their sin.
Yeah.
And so there, the idea of the salvation was going to be more political. It was more about the forgiveness of sin.
Which makes sense, because in the time of Jesus' death, which we celebrate Easter for, which is just a Christmas show, not an Easter show, so we won't get into this
too much. They kind of go together.
But they go together. A lot of the priests of the Jewish faith did not believe he was who he was.
Correct. Because
they were expecting somebody different.
They were expecting a political king. Correct.